Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is a One Extraordinary Marriage show, where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex is taking guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DeLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call or text us on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663, or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. On today's show, we're talking about what happens when you end the year with a 7-day sex challenge.
And Justin Timberlake had this to say about challenges. He said, "You're not meant to do what is easy. You're meant to challenge yourself."
There you go.
I just got to thank
and
you.
And each know, other.
And each other and your marriage. You know, we're talking about all of that on today's show. But first, we start each and every One Extraordinary Marriage show with a hug. And a hug is really an opportunity for us to celebrate the two of you, to celebrate what you're doing in your marriage. And this hug comes from an IG direct message that we received that said, "We just got married December 5th. And of course, honeymoon week was over the moon."
Awesome.
Happy newlywed season. Oh my gosh, this is so exciting. She goes on to say, "We're now back on our daily work schedules. And while sex is still frequent, we wanted to remain consistent with our sex life. So we implement OEM, One Extraordinary Marriage, strategies to keep the fire going. Placing whose turn it is to initiate on our nightly board reminds us just how important it is to love on each other and practice the intimacy lifestyle no matter what our schedule looks like."
And that's, I mean, that is the ultimate in being intentional, because it's right up there. You know whose turn it is to initiate. So let's go.
And I love it because she actually sent us a picture of this. We got to see. It's so awesome. She goes on to say, "I've been listening for years now and finally get to put these strategies to use." Mm. And that's incredible, because we know that there are a lot of you out there who are single, who want to be married, and who are listening and who are just
engaged
and taking all these strategies in and learning how to be intentional. Mm-hmm. So that when you go into your marriage, I mean, guys, they've been married for like 2 weeks, you know, like, or maybe mm-hmm. almost three at this point in time. And they're already implementing the intimacy lifestyle mm-hmm. as it works for the two of them. Hello. It's going to be incredible. That's a game changer. Right. Game changer. And that's what we're talking about today. Right. What does it look like getting intentional about your sexual intimacy and just saying, you know what? We're going to do this thing. Mm-hmm. We're going to do this thing. And, you know, for those of you that don't know, because we know every week there are brand new listeners to the One Extraordinary Marriage show, and welcome. Mm-hmm. If this is your first time listening, we are so happy to have you. But Tony and I did our first ever sex challenge back in the fall of 2008.
Back in the day when nobody was really even talking about them.
Yeah. And if you want to hear that story, it's episode 1.
Yeah.
And we could actually put a link to it in the show notes, just so they've got that and it's easy to find. But since then, so since 2008, we have done, every year we've done a sex challenge.
And 1 year we did 2.
Yes.
So we've done like 14.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot. And some of them have been 7 days. You know, we've done 14 days. We've done 30 days. We've never repeated the 60 day.
Nope. And there are those in the one family, though, who have done beyond 60 days we have folks in the one family who've done over 100 days. It's just,
wasn't there a couple
crazy
that did over 200? I feel like we got a hug from somebody that did over 200.
I think that's how many times they had sex in the year.
But yeah. So not necessarily.
Still amazing.
Yeah. That's like beyond amazing.
Yeah.
Because there's only 365 days in the year.
Yeah.
But we actually, you know, after a couple of years of doing sex challenges, we had gotten to this place where we're like, we're just going to do this every year. Because every year the challenge, you know, where it falls in our lives, how we respond to it, how we plan for it, all of those kinds, it's always different. Mm-hmm. It's why having the sex challenge just as part of your toolbox is a really great idea. And so here we are, it's 2020. And, you know, we knew at the beginning of the year we were going to do a sex challenge, right? And then March came and COVID.
Yeah, we hadn't done one prior to that.
We hadn't done one prior to March.
In years past, for Elisa and I, we would do it around Valentine's Day.
Often.
Either, you know, we would try to get it like started on the front end. So we would celebrate the last day on Valentine's Day. And we've also done the other way where it's like, oh, hey, we're going to kick it off on Valentine's Day. And this year was just a bit different, having sold my other business at the end of last year. So 2019, coming into 2020, it just wasn't in the cards for that early time of year.
Well, and we were also doing two conferences, one in February, one in March. We were doing a conference right around Valentine's
Day. That's right. And we are also doing the conference here in San Diego. And then March, we rolled out to
Henderson,
North Carolina, seeing our amazing folks at Clearview Church over there. Yeah. So our spring was sort of packed.
Right. You know, the first quarter we would have done it, what didn't happen. And then, you know, COVID and everything shut down. And like all of you, COVID upended our lives, mm-hmm. right? You know, you're home together, or maybe you're not because somebody's working, and how are you managing, you know, potential exposure? And what are you doing with having the kids home all the time? Because
I just felt blah too. I mean, I didn't have the energy to... I was getting all my energy into what we needed to do just to survive, let alone try to think about doing a challenge at that point. That's just us. That's just me.
Well, and you know, there are just different stresses because there were so many unknowns at the beginning of this thing. And, you know, for us, we have children that are in high school that in normal years would be out of the house during the day. So we would often, as we were planning our challenges, we would plan it for a time of year when the kids were in school and suddenly they were not in school and they were just home. And, you know, then we also, because we love all of you, there was also an obligation to make sure that the one family was equipped. Mm-hmm. And so what did the programming, what did the materials look like to make that happen? And then, as you all know, Tony and I got sick at the end of November. And so all of this stuff is happening.
Well, and then the summer just sort of flew by. I feel like we were in a good groove. The summer was actually really good. It just wasn't like, oh my gosh, we need to do a sex challenge now, which would have been key because Elisa likes to be warm. And yes, we live in San Diego, so anything below like 65 is cold. Mm-hmm. So to be warmer is always better, in my opinion, because Elisa isn't like huddled in under the covers
up
and
to my chin, that
right,
kind of thing.
You know what I mean? So I'm all about like warm weather sex and sex challenges.
Well, and I think a big part of that too this summer was, again, the kids were home a lot more.
A lot more. Yes, yes, yes.
Right. So, and we have teenagers. So during the summer, in a normal year, they'd be gone.
Yep.
Often. Yep. And, you know, so here we go. We get sick at the end of November. We wake up the first Saturday in December and it hits both of us.
Oh, you know what? That first Saturday in December was December 5th, which was when our hug folks got married.
Aww. They were getting married and we're having the conversation.
We're starting a sex challenge.
We haven't had a sex. They were probably, you know, starting their own sex challenge.
They probably were.
But we hadn't done it yet.
Mm-hmm.
We hadn't been intentional about putting it on our calendar. And the reality is that if you come to this realization on December 5th, there are only 26 days left to make it happen. And just the way my cycle works, one of those weeks was going to be taken up with a cycle. So then you take out another 7 days and you're down to like 9 days or 19 days.
Yeah. And here's the thing. Over the years, we have shared, even in our book, 7 Days of Sex Challenge. I mean, we'll say, hey, make sure that you're going to be intentional. Like you're going to look at your schedule. You're going to see what's going on. You know, you want to make sure this is going to be the week that you can do it because we want to see you have success.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to be encouraged by this and we want you to just get like a shot of hope in your marriage and around your sexual intimacy. And yet there are times where you just got to go, you know what? We don't have opportunity right now to just be like, oh, okay, what's the schedule and what's this and what's that? It was just sort of like laying in bed. We had had sex that morning, right?
Yeah.
It was that morning.
Yeah, because yeah. I now have Saturdays.
Right.
So yeah, we had.
So we had sex on Saturday and we just sort of looked at each other and going, you know what? We got to get our 7 days sex challenge in.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. It's Saturday, Sunday. We typically don't even start on Saturdays. Most times.
Yeah, Saturday is not a common day for us.
Like for us, this was just so abnormal and like out of the normal for a challenge, especially a 7 day, I think it was really good for us because it sort of rattled us and got us out of our own rut of like what a challenge should be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I do that in air quotes because even us doing them, we need to get rattled a little bit and we need to get out of our own, like what our perception is of what it should be.
And we're going to jump ahead. Well, we're going to tell you in a few minutes what it looked like for us, but we also want to just tell you guys, mm-hmm. I mean, like we started, because we're doing a sex challenge, of course, then we have to start asking the one family, like what's going on with you guys this year. And so we asked on IG stories last week, did the two of you participate in a sex challenge in 2020? Mm-hmm. 16% of you said yes.
Congratulations to each and every one of you. That's awesome. Love it.
But that means that 84% did not.
So you still have an opportunity.
Yeah. The year is not over yet. If you're listening to this when it first releases, you've got time. And you know, some of the reasons why people didn't, and it totally makes sense because we've been there ourselves, you know, work
and we've
schedules.
Shared. Yeah.
You know, with everything that's happened this year, people's schedules have been expanded. People are working different schedules. It's all over the place. It's stress of all the different things happening this year. It's not having a break from your kids because there's nowhere for them to go.
And there's nowhere for you to go.
Right. One way or another. Right.
Right.
You know, and just not feeling connected because of all of the other demands that this year has brought.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I just want to ask you guys the question, you know, like, because it hit home to me again doing the sex challenge this year. Right. What if the sex challenge that the two of you decide to do, what if that could change the dynamic between the two of you emotionally, physically, and sexually?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to be real clear. A sex challenge, even though the catalyst for the connection is sexual intimacy, that's not the only way that couples connect when they choose to do a sex challenge.
Right.
You know, what if you got to this place where you're like, you know what, we're going to take a week and we're going to focus on each other. And in that focus, you start to remember and rekindle all the reasons why you fell in love with this person.
Mm-hmm.
We have countless stories of couples having that happen. What if you could get to this place where you're like, oh, now I remember why we're so good together. Right? Like these things happen. It's a jump start. It's a reset. I mean, you know, I look back over the challenges that we've done. And like I said, we've done a lot of them. So there's quite a bit to think through there. But each one was so unique. But there was one thing I think that they all shared in common. It has always, 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 you guys know how I feel about the word always. We don't use it very often. It's always been a reset
mm-hmm.
for the two of us. It's always been that opportunity to go, hey, we're at the center of this house. We are the two people. We are the glue that holds everything together. And when we make the choice mm-hmm. to just focus on us for 7 days, we can actually shift a whole bunch of stuff in our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it becomes this point of just deep, deep connection. And, you know, like I said, it's not just about the sexual intimacy pillar. I mean, Tony and I had some of the best conversations that we've had probably during COVID, during this time. And we want to talk about how, not just what happened, you know, throughout ours and just kind of give you guys some insights into that, but what can happen in your marriage as you look at this. But we're going to do that after this word from our sponsors.
You're probably not surprised to hear that things like stress, hormone fluctuations, and lack of sleep can affect your skin. I know I'm dealing with all of it. From dry skin to dark spots and acne, your complexion might not be where it used to be, which is totally normal. But today's sponsor, OneSkin, can help. They have a simple skincare routine that tackles skin issues like these at the cellular level. I know how many products you can have, but the simplicity of OS One Face and OS One Eye makes my life so easy. And I can tell you that the OS One Eye is making a difference on my crow's feet and under eye areas. I have two products, not a whole counterful of them. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code OEM at OneSkin.co. That's 15% off OneSkin.co with code OEM. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support this show and tell them we sent you.
One other question that we asked on IG last week when we were asking about sex challenges, we also asked the question, for those of you that did complete a challenge, what was your biggest takeaway? What was your biggest win? And the stories that came out, and we're going to weave ours in as well, but the stories that came up from the one family, you guys, like if I wasn't excited about doing a sex challenge before I started reading these comments, I'd be super excited. And that's why we're sharing them
mm-hmm.
with you. I mean, folks said things like, it increased intimacy and connection outside the bedroom. Mm. Think about that.
Yep.
Think about that. like, I know a lot of you are thinking sex challenge. Okay, we're going to be in our bedroom 7 days, have sex. But this couple that responded that way, they're connecting outside of their bedroom.
Yeah. And another couple said, brought us closer together and achieved something as a couple. We did it. Mm-hmm. One of the things that we have shared from, man, years and years ago is, you know, when you complete a challenge, doesn't matter if it's 7, 14, 30, 60, 100, whatever it is for you guys, a we did it is a hug. And mm-hmm. we love reading them because it just shows your tenacity and willingness to go, you know what? We're going to get intentional in our sexual intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to take some action around it. And I'm going to even say a we did it. Hey, if you did 6 out of 7 days and that's what worked for you guys, that's a we did it. Don't minimize because you missed one day of intercourse that you didn't have a profound and an amazing experience.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. Guys, I'm going to share with you. If you don't ejaculate every single day, it's okay. I mean, there have been many of conversations that Elisa and I have had to have over the years of just being tired or not able to do that. And it's in those moments that we get to be real with one another. Mm-hmm. And we get to share something that we normally don't share. Like on a normal week-to-week basis, doing the intimacy lifestyle, I don't think I've ever shared with Elisa like, I don't think I'm going to be able to ejaculate today. It just doesn't happen because of the way my body produces and the way my body is able to rest and then be able to perform sexually.
Mm-hmm.
And yet when you do a 7 days of sex challenge, you go 7 days straight. I mean, oh my goodness. It can be taxing, and sharing that with your wife brings a whole new dynamic to your sexual intimacy.
Absolutely. And I will say, so there are two things. Do you want to share the two things that you think actually shifted that for you? This week when we did our sex challenge, the two things that, because you were able to this time.
Mm-hmm. This is the first time in a long, long time that I was able
to
go all 7 days ejaculating.
So share real quick, because I do think just anecdotally, I do think it's important to share just those types of things that maybe made a difference for you.
Yeah. 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 So we have an article that talks about all the vitamins and minerals, to help with libido. And one of the big ones for men is zinc.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been taking zinc for some time now. And I do believe that taking zinc every day has been very, very helpful. I also use that penis ring, which I love. And I think that has also helped me as well.
Yeah. There was a noticeable difference this year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, truth be told, we're not getting any younger, right? Every year we are a year older. And so to notice it this year was mind-blowing on both sides, I think.
I'll put a link to the libido boosting vitamins and minerals in the episode notes here. And I'll also put a link to the penis ring.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. So another couple said it made us get creative, which is a win. The takeaway was, this is fun. We need to have more weeks like this. And totally, you know, understand the creativity. I mean, there was one night, and I got to share this with you guys, where, you know, I'm like, I want to do something different. I want to get us off the bed. And so like we have a large master bathroom. And so I start to sit up in there and I never thought in all the years I was married to Tony that I would ever hear these words. But it was a night that was a little chilly here in San Diego. He had gotten into bed before me. So I'm like setting up and, you know, doing all this kind of stuff, trying to set the stage, get out of the bed and stuff. And I walk over, I'm like, okay, we're all set up. And he looks at me and goes, I'm cold. I don't want to get out of bed. And I was like,
I was legit, man. I was like cold that night. It was just one of those evenings where I was just like, I totally, totally appreciated Elisa going out of her way, like wanting to set up something fun. It would have been in our bathroom. We have like Florida ceiling mirrors. On our closet doors. Yeah.
I'm like, let's define where those mirrors are.
And yet, I was already in bed. I'm like, I'm not getting out of bed. I don't care. Nope. Staying right here.
So I brought the Liberator flip ramp to the bed at that point in time, because I'm like, all right, we're going to shift this. But then you guys, like, I talk about being cold every winter, right? And we talk about having sex when it's cold, and we've been trying to figure this out. And do we get an electric blanket? Do we get an electric mattress pad? And I knew, like, if he was cold and this kind of stuff, I'm like, okay, it must be really cold if Tony feels cold. So we've had 4 years, probably since we actually started the podcast, because I seem to remember this little space heater.
We've had that in the garage.
We've had this space heater, tiny little, like, I don't know, 12 by, I don't know, whatever. Aww. It's not huge, but we've had it for probably as long as the show. And so I go out to our, I go to our laundry room. I get it. I bring it. I put it on the nightstand, right? So it's up high. I turn this thing on. It is just enough. You guys, this is like such an epic find. I'm so excited because you talk about creativity and changing things up. Just enough to heat the air right over our bed.
Mm-hmm.
Such an amazing find, because now I don't need to have all these extra things like on my bed. I can just heat up the air when we want to have sex. And I'm so excited, you guys. And that's part of the creativity that comes out of doing this. And I can't tell you how many people are like, yeah, we're going to do a sex challenge, you know, 1 week a month. We're going to make this a regular part. Just like this couple said, we need to have more weeks like this.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's that intentionality that comes. You know, somebody said sex every day is possible when you're parents to young kids. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Because our kids were home a lot last week. California was back on lockdown, and so things were shut down. They were home a lot more, but you know what? We just made it work. We got creative. We were thinking different times of the day. And if you have young kids, don't let your kids ruin your sex life.
Yeah. Here's one. And I remember seeing this one come in because it's from someone I went to high school with, and she's 2 years older than me.
Okay.
And a nurse. And just, and when I saw it and I saw it come from her, I was just like, oh my gosh. Like, I don't know. It's interesting to be where we are and to have an impact on somebody who I remember from high school.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I was a sophomore and she was a senior. But to see her, and she said we could actually do it, especially after working 13-hour days. And I just feel like, wow, what a win.
Mm-hmm.
What a willingness to step in there. And as many of you know, hey, our frontline workers, I mean, our nurses and doctors, I mean, they're getting stretched thin. And yet to be intentional and take action for her marriage, I was just like, oh my gosh, that is so amazing. And I just loved it. And it's just one of those things, you guys, when you take it on, when you go, you know what, we're going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else, no matter what challenges you may be facing, no matter what may be coming your way, they all just become, they all become challenges, and solutions begin to flow.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of looking at your marriage from a point of like, oh my gosh, this is going wrong, and oh my gosh, this is going wrong, all those things begin to go, you know what? We gotta come up with some solutions, and we gotta do it together.
Mm-hmm.
And I really do believe it's one of the most impactful times for you and your spouse to go, you know what? We are a team.
Mm-hmm.
We are a team, and we're gonna figure it out. You know, husband, wife, dinner gets done. You want to laze around, get it. There's dishes everywhere. One of you's gonna get up and get those dishes cleaned up. Mm-hmm. Because it's just sort of one of those things. It's just sort of like, we gotta get these things done so we can get moving.
Right.
Like, we're going to make this happen, and it doesn't matter who does it. We're not keeping score anymore.
Mm.
We don't have to keep score anymore. We're doing this together. We did an episode a long time ago, a while back, on keeping score.
Mm-hmm. Actually, that was a long time ago.
It's in
the 100s.
Is it really?
Uh-huh. I think I'll have to look it up. I want to say 146. I was just sending it to a coaching client the other day.
Oh, wow. Okay. Then I can throw that in the episode notes as well. But we don't need to keep score. It doesn't matter who takes out the trash or who does this or does that. Together, do it.
Mm-hmm.
Be bold enough to go, you know what? My spouse is willing to do this with me. I am going to go get the dishes done. I am going to go sweep up the floor. I am going to, you know, the chores around the house, I find to be one of those areas when we just come together and not keep score around it, our challenges go way smoother.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a reset that happens. It shows that, you know what? Yeah. Like, we can just do this together and make life happen for one another and enjoy it and truly enjoy it, instead of, oh, well, I took the kids here, so you need to go do that. And, oh, I went to the grocery store. Well, I made dinner. Well, I cleaned the bathroom. And this is funny, because I think while we were doing the challenge, Elisa attempted to, was it during our challenge when you attempted to like clean our shower.
Am I?
It was. Because I think we were going to plan on having sex in the shower. So Elisa,
true confessions. True confessions.
So Elisa's not the cleaner.
I don't enjoy cleaning at all.
Elisa's
at
not
all.
The cleaner.
If my mother listens to this show, she's going to cringe because my mom and my mother-in-law both like love to clean.
So Elisa gets cleaner, which is cool. Like I'm all whatever. But then she just sort of, it's a liquid cleaner. She pours it on the bottom of the shower, moves it around, and then just lets it sit there.
Well, I figured it needed to like soak in and like...
to dry. I walk in there and I'm like, oh my gosh, did she honestly just leave this on the bottom of the shower? And so I just, you know what? Whatever. Like we're in the middle of a challenge, a 7-day sex challenge. I don't care. I'm going to just get the water going in the shower. I'm going to get the brush and I'm going to just wipe this thing down. I did make mention of like, hey, Elise, just so you know, when it's a liquid cleaner, you don't want it to harden. And so all good, but you just take it on. You just do it. I wasn't going to keep score. I wasn't going to hold it against her because you know what? There are bigger and better things that I got to deal with than her letting some liquid cleaner dry on the bottom of the shower.
Oh my gosh, that is so funny. Oh, it's the little things. It's the little things. You know, I love that somebody also said made the
what episode were we talking about that we keeping score?
Keeping score.
Okay.
Somebody also said made the shutdowns, California shutdowns, much more fun. Yeah, like amen to that.
Yeah.
And then somebody said we did ours as a way to begin our marriage. We got married 5/21/20 and we do one every month.
Yeah, we do one every month. That's pretty rad.
Well, they're also newlyweds. So, you know, to that and congratulations to you.
Happy newlywed season and rock and roll with your awesome
that.
Selves.
I love the intentionality. And, you know, one of the things that I think really struck me this year, just because of time and because of when we did it and where this year has been is one of the nights. You know, we knew we were going to have sex because we were having sex every day and we hadn't had sex yet that day. And so we knew it was going to happen. And somehow we started down this trip down memory lane.
Yeah, we did.
All the way back to college. You guys, I mean, and we met the summer before our senior year. So we're going all the way
summer
back.
Summer before your senior, my junior.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So all the way back to 94 is, you know, when we met. But talking about, you know, like I lived in a sorority and we were talking about our house moms and we were just talking about.
Yeah, because I lived in a fraternity and I had a house mom, which is
and we had two vastly different experiences with our house moms. But
so we started talking about that and the people in our lives then and definitely our house moms and who they were and those people that we looked up to and what we experienced in those days, you know, before we even really met each other. And that night was really interesting and fun. I mean, just sexually, just the passion and the intensity of it. I think just us being able to just go back for a little bit and just talk about those things that we haven't shared in, gosh, forever.
And forever. And, you know, I think that was the night that hit home, particularly in this challenge, just how much emotional connection can happen when you're making each other a priority.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, for me, that's what I felt this challenge was this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's always nice to get to the end of 7 days and be like, we did it.
And here's one thing else I want to share.
Okay, go ahead.
I got to share this.
Sure.
So I've been growing a beard.
Oh, shoot. And this is going to be another show.
That's going to be another show. Another episode for sure. This is the first challenge we did not do any oral sex.
Probably ever.
Right. And that in itself was very interesting. And so navigating that, but we're going to talk about more about the beard and the conversations we've had around facial hair and the non-conversations that we've had. It's just a whole nother thing. And yet, but this one was different again in that sense that we got out of our typical, like, okay, you do this, I'm going to do that, this is how we're going to do this, and we didn't do any oral.
And less foreplay.
So make sure you pull out your Uber lube.
Yes.
Make sure you pull out your Uber lube because, you know, sometimes, guys, we did that whole episode on the anatomy of female orgasm. You may not get her completely aroused. She may not be completely wet. You guys need to use Uber lube because
yes,
it will
please.
Save you. It will save you. So please get it.
Absolutely. like we cannot say get lube enough. Right. Please just do it. And, you know, as we're closing out the show, I just want to say, if you're listening to this when it first comes out, there is still time. Mm-hmm. You still have enough days to make it happen at the end of this year. If you're listening to it at some other point, guess what? You can just start.
Yep.
Right? Just kind of like what we did. Right? Just do it. Just be like Nike. Yep. And make a decision that you're going to do it. And we know some of you are thinking, oh my gosh, okay, 7-day sex challenge. Like, what would that look like? What do I do? How do I do it? What does this all look like? And if that's you and you need some resources, we got them for you. Mm-hmm. Go to 7daysofsex.com. And that's going to equip you to be able to have everything that you need to have the most incredible 7-day sex challenge for yourself. Because when you make your marriage a priority, when you focus on each other, when you romance each other, when you connect, then those 7 days are the most extraordinary reset for your marriage.
Yeah. And I'm going to just say, when you go to 7 days of sex, that's for our number one best-selling book, 7 days of sex challenge. You get the book for free. All we ask is that you just pay for shipping and handling, and we'll send it your way. So guess what? If you're ready, jump in. Go do it. You still have time. You can start this on Christmas Day and end it on New Year's Eve, right?
Yes.
25, 26, 27, 20, 29, 30. Yes. So there you go. You can finish on New Year's Eve. If you're just not ready, that maybe there's a lot going on, Elise and I would encourage you both. Sit on this. Start on New Year's Day. Mm-hmm. Jump into your new year going, you know what? We're going to do something different.
Yep.
16% of you did a sex challenge this year. How about next year we get to 20, 25%, maybe even 50% of us doing a sex challenge and rocking our marriage and our sex lives. You guys have a fantastic week. Mm. Wait, when this comes out, Merry Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Have an amazing Christmas with your family, with your loved one. Hey, make sure you have sex on Christmas.
There you go.
Make it happen. Just a little cheer for both of you. Take care. Have yourselves a fantastic week, and we'll catch you next week. Love you guys.